Did I miss something? Did we cancel? Oh no. Okay.
I don't think so, but yeah. And the government didn't shut down, did it?
Are you talking about lab of Congress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the government's still open.
Who can
But
keep track anymore?
yeah, I know, neither do I. Oh, nope. Hey, Caitlin. We were wondering if the government was still open.
Oh. Sorry about that. Governments, my corner of the government is open. We're fully funded through the end of the year. No, I'm just a little slow this morning. I'm sorry about that. Let me pull up our agenda for this week. It's going to take me just a moment.
I don't think I realized that y'all were funded through the end of the year. That's really good.
We are, yeah, as of the last round of budget negotiations, we are funded as part of the legislative branch. And so often the Library of Congress, we kind of run on a different path than some of the executive branch funding, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, that's something. A little bit of stability, anyway.
Hey, it is. I'll take it. It's really, I have a clear picture of how things are going to go until October 1st. So, let's see. I'm pulling up the topic plan or calendar. Hey, Jeremy, how's it going?
Going well. How about you?
I'm good. I joined the meeting late, so we are just getting started.
I joined the meeting late.
No, I did. No, just kidding. Let's see. Yeah, the big news around here, as it is on much of the East Coast, is that the so-called Snowcrete is finally melting, and so I was able to bike in today for the first time in a while, which I think the mental toll has been significant. All right. So Alvaro Lopez is coming to talk about data import for the Linked Data Editor. We're getting an update from the release management group. And we actually need to move this down. We're going to talk about the evaluation process. And specifically, what extra piece do we need to add to start kind of proactively reaching out to people and making sure that they get on our calendar? I have not read the TC document yet, so I feel like I'm still a little underprepared for this, but I will. For Thursday.
So maybe something for the PC to also include in our considerations is that the TC is planning to review previously approved modules. So do a second round. And of course they also realize that that would take years until all folio modules were reviewed. Not just because it's just for the first 6 years there was no review at all. It was just, development team hammered in a new apps and modules. But we probably should have a same. So maybe if we can try to match the modules the TC is planning to review and see is there a corresponding app involved in that. That could be one of our proactive, because it would be, also for our development team, so more, much more efficient if you, are doing these evaluation in one go. Does that, is what?
Yeah, I think that that's a really interesting idea. What's the timeline for them to do that? Because it's a significant amount of work. Are they just kind of gonna start where they can and then?
I think there was it Greg or Olamit who said that this would probably take a decade. So with their current speed, so they know this is a long process, but they have and I think I have also shared the document for the PC's plan to re-evaluate existing modules.
My computer seems to be frozen. Christy, you had your hand up too?
I was just going to actually point out that the documentation that you have here for the existing module technical evaluations is the program that Charlotte is talking about, and it's being piloted right now. But there has been no commitment, as far as I'm aware, to actually go through and evaluate all of the modules, and there would need to be strategy there, and how to parse that. I did miss the meeting on Monday, so there may have been something said at the meeting that I missed. I think that what you actually want to refer to here, I'll put the link in the chat, is the new module evaluation, which is, I think, the TC process that at least the TC is thinking follows on from the PC endorsement. So it's the new module technical evaluation documentation that is relevant for this discussion.
Thank you. Thanks for putting that in the chat. I seem to be having some really weird computer problems this morning, so just bear with me. All right, now I've clicked around and it has, I'm now on a different page. So let's talk about those two distinct, I think we probably have three distinct goals that we're talking about now. One is to be proactive and reach directly out to institutions or development teams to try to get development on our radar before any code is actually touched. Another goal is to link up with the TC process better, to kind of be more integrated and in sync with each other. And the third goal is to complete a comprehensive audit of the platform, also in step with potentially TC once they complete their pilot. Does that sound about right? I close? Here, let me see. I wonder. Is there anything in chat here with the link?
From my perspective, what you just listed out definitely sounds like the things that we've been talking about. Though I feel skeptical about the PC being the initiating member of the evaluation relationship, the endorsement relationship. But that's just my own perspective on it.
We'll say more about that. Skeptical like it won't work, or skeptical like it's a bad idea?
I just think that it works really well in the TC because there is a motivation for developers to pursue that evaluation. So the TC doesn't have to do anything for the evaluations to show up, and then they deal with them. I think that that should be the type of relationship that we have with people who are seeking endorsement. I think that my skepticism is that it will work for the PC to have our ear to the ground enough and to be, I think it might be cost prohibitive for, just from a time commitment standpoint for the PC to engage in that activity.
Yeah, I do see that. It would take resources and outreach to be aware. I wonder, I feel like we've talked some and kind of tiptoed up to the idea that there might be some additional benefits to having insight into development that is forthcoming before the actual development starts.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like Autumn, is that something that has come up in your conversations?
Only
What's
sort of
Curie?
tangentially, I would say. Not really. We've focused more on software release kind of processes, not down to the level of specific modules or new things.
So we've got kind of like a question of whether it's better to have these product conversations upstream or downstream of the development. Does that sound about right? Jennifer, I'm curious for your perspective on all of this, and since you put so much work into this process.
I think sometimes the discussion on modules is too technical for some of our subject matter experts or those who are looking at Folio. And I think it can confuse rather than kind of clarify what's being done to Folio. So I think that's why in our RMS group, I'm not sure modules is something that we would focus on. We'd focus on like new functionality and hey, now there's the version history tracker. How does this help you? So I mean, it's probably linked to some module or other, but I guess, I don't even know. I think with the PC evaluation, we really tried to I think focus on new functionality, so not necessarily modules. So we did have modules that we have reviewed. For example, one of was it was from Kalila. It was the oh my gosh, the mo it was the two to help with like Mark something with Mark. It was very specific, and Kalila wanted both the technical. The TS to review it as well as us. But in general, it's more functionality. So it could be linked to a variety of mods or maybe a new app or something like that. But that was at the spirit of the time, really, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Charlotte, you got your hand up?
I see Christy as well.
Oh, sorry guys. Sometimes I have a hard time seeing the hands on this monitor setup.
But
So,
I can
Christy.
answer directly for Jennifer. I agree with you, actually, that and sometimes, as coming from the development side of the Folio work, then it's not always that it's going to be a new app. Maybe you are your UX prod feature you are working on is specific functionality, and then the developers. Often write a technical solution paper, and here there might be the suggestion that we need a new app for this. We need a new module for that.
All right, thank you for that. Christy?
So I'm coming at this from the perspective of the technical council as the TC liaison, and I'm very interested in this topic, and I'm not coming with any solutions, but I'm so sorry about that. But I'm very interested in thinking about what is the process for, development. And it does seem like the technical review should be the last part of that process. And I don't think that I'm really speaking for myself here. I haven't been given any charge by the TC to say this, but I think that most people would agree that the TC wants to make sure that if something is coming to the TC for evaluation and we are going to evaluate it and put a stamp of approval on it, that it is in fact, endorsed by the community, right? The modules that show up for evaluation should flow directly out of, approved or endorsed functionality for the community. So establishing that flow of how things happen and gets communicated. So I hear what you're saying, that there is a practical access point to this process that happens with the technical evaluation, but maybe we can use that as a way of, communicating and educating about all of the prerequisites to that process. What needs to be happening first, before you get to this point? And I know that the TC is very interested in being aligned with the thinking of the PC here and understanding what should be coming to the TC for evaluation, and when should we stop and say more things need to happen before we can evaluate this module?
So, Christy, if I can say back to you what I think you're saying is that at the top of the meeting, I suggested that we have a goal to link up and kind of be in lockstep with TC in terms of evaluation, when actually the two might serve different purposes, where the PC evaluation or the PC endorsement is saying, yes, this product, the vision here is in line with our overall expectations, our product vision for Folio. You can move forward with your development, whereas the TC eval happens at the end and is kind of like a stamp of approval that says you have met the requirements to be included and now you go forth. Like instead of happening at the same time, they need to have it happen at different times. Is that right?
I do think that they need to happen at different times. I mean, ideally, and I think that you or someone else said this, functionality should be approved before development happens, or very early in the development process, because we don't want to be putting resources into functionality that does not align with the overarching goals of, the community. I mean, I think that after the development happens, it's kind of, what do you do? So understanding and making sure that we all have a clear understanding of what the purpose of each sub process of this like larger, community process is, and how they relate to each other. I do think that even though they are two separate processes, they need to be aligned with each other, because I strongly feel that TC shouldn't be evaluating anything that hasn't been endorsed by the community as functionality that is desired to be a part of the core product.
Okay, thank you for that. Jennifer and then Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Christy. It's really, really important. It's one of the things we tried to stress when we developed, this reiteration of the PC process. And one of the reasons we wanted to be proactive, because it, and we're not doing modules, we're really reviewing functionality in terms of how it fits in holistically with Folio as a product. Does this fit in with our roadmap? Does it fit in with our goals of, Folio, whether, it's being enhanced, improved, or solving a problem that keeps it on its current roadmap? So I think in that way, we don't do the same evaluation as technical counsel, nor should we be doing the same exact one. And I think that's okay, but and it's why we need to come in earlier in the process. And we've always struggled with, well, how do we reconcile contract work with non-contract work? Because the contract work really isn't reviewed by PC, whereas we do review everything that is coming out of SIGs and other types of development. But I think that is really important to understand, that it's we should come in earlier, in the the development process, and it really is not just community, but how it fits in holistically, with our MVP of where we want Folio to go.
Okay. Jeremy?
I think we're getting into the discussion we need to have Thursday. I think it'd be really great if everything that's being said here today, people can like show up on Thursday and engage in the conversation, kind of represent the same perspectives. But and I suppose that's the heart of what I want to say. I totally agree, Christy, with what you said. The TC throughout the duration, I was involved in the very first iteration of the technical review process, and it was always the case that the TC did not want to spend time evaluating things that, as exactly as you said, were not endorsed by the community, and that endorsement was intended to be given by the product council. So I think that it's also correct that that endorsement need, for everybody's sake, needs to come as early on in the process as possible. But I really think that it does not make any sense to me to be using a product that cannot guarantee that the things that are going to be present in that product makes sense, for that product. I don't want to do a slippery slope argument or something along those lines, but if we're not evaluating contract work, I don't see any reason why I could not just take a bunch of money and pay for a feature that nobody wants that messes up the UX of Folio, and just make sure that it fits the technical evaluation, and then boom, it's just there in Folio. And what is the mechanism that we have as a community to keep that from happening? I think that's a question that we have to be able to answer. Like, this is how we stop that from happening. I don't think there's a line of people out the door waiting to do that, but I think it's irresponsible to approach something of this size without having contingencies in place for that sort of thing.
I don't think anyone's disagreeing with that, Jeremy. I think the maybe the piece that we're trying to get at here is how we leverage the PC evaluation to be that. Because I think that there's been, we have disincentivized people to seek PC evaluation in the past, right? Because it was kind of extra work, it's a rubber stamp, the development's already done, why are we even doing this? So I think one of the assertions on the table is, we can affect change better by moving that encounter with the product owner, with the institution wanting to do the development earlier in the process. And I think the only piece that we really need to figure out soon is what the mechanism for that is. I suspect, and Charlotte, I'd be curious for your perspective on this as a product owner. But I suspect if we can create an easy way to have these conversations earlier, there might be incentive to do it. Like, I imagine there are situations where development teams might not have much transparency into what other work is going on in the platform. There might be conflicting work going on, right? So by surfacing some of that earlier, there, I think we as a PC have the opportunity to improve the product, but also prevent rework and get a little bit more coordination happening. But Charlotte, what do you think? Like, what carrots can we offer to people to make this more attractive?
Maybe I could start in a little different corner that I think the PC actually should really make sure to keep yourself or us familiarized with what is planned for the current release. Track the channel, track the conversation going on in the PO channel, maybe even that channel is getting more and more quiet because people are very busy. But I know the POs are, very constantly tracking what's happening and also what is happening in other development teams, because the code you are contributing with needs to be merged into the central code base. And that's something you do so into Eureka Snapshot as it is now. And that's something you are doing constantly. Whenever a Jira ticket is in review, and then it is it, then at that point it is merged into the central code base. So the POs definitely are aware about what's happening in other development teams. And that's also why it sometimes, our customers is maybe on Ramson's Sunflower, but in my head, I am in umbrella leave already, even that is not even begun. So it's a rather large span you have to keep track on. But the PC should definitely follow much closer what's happening in the Jira dashboard for a given flower release.
I really like that because it's very clear and well scoped. So maybe this is as easy as, for example, maybe we add a line on our template for our meetings that's like we look at changes to the next two releases, things that have been added or taken off. And that gives us just, we might not be totally informed, we might not know what it is, but that's our starting point for transparency to say, oh, what's this new thing? Do we need to talk about it? Does that sound okay? All right, I'll put that forward just as a straw man for everyone to discuss on Thursday. And since we've made some tweaks here, I'm going to just try real hard to make sure we're having a very structured conversation. I'll add some of our notes that we took here for the meeting, and I'll share that in Slack too. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.